Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, Richard, we've driven some cars here of late. Let's get into that really quick. What have you driven?
Yeah, so I drove a really fun car, which is a 2022 Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. And this is basically an Atlas. So for folks that kind of know the Volkswagen lineup, they introduced the Atlas a number of years ago. It had the Super Bowl commercial, right? It was kind of risque. Mm-hmm. Where you had the cup, a bunch of people in the car, right? Everyone's moving around. It's Volkswagen's first, like, seven-passenger SUV, right? And so they essentially just kind of took the third row out of that Atlas, scrunched it down a little bit, made it a little bit sleeker looking, and that's what gives you the Cross Sport. So it's kind of this mid-size SUV with a little bit, you know, a little bit less room than a typical Atlas. But really, honestly, a fun car. You can either get it with a turbocharged four-cylinder or a V6, which is what we drove. Pricing ranges, Dad, from the mid, you know, kind of the mid, low to mid-30s to the 50,000 mark. The one we drove was right there, I think, in the high 30s, low 40s. Area. And like I said, we had the V6, which was nice and peppy. And honestly, that it really compares price-wise to a lot of other cars in this segment. It's not quite the luxury SUV that some of the other cars are.
Okay.
But in terms of size, it's got really nice size, room for, again, some car seats, which I know you don't care about as much, but I do, and a lot of families do, right? Because you can get four full-size adults or two adults, two car seats, depending on what lifestyle you're looking. It's got a really nice big back hatch area, which works really well. And they've got quite a few different technology pieces to be able to choose from, that. Lots of different lines, right? They've got an SE, SEL, SE Technology, SEL Premium R line. Gives you different style wheels, different safety features, all sorts of stuff. I could kind of sit here all day and bore people with it. But at the end of the day, it was nice. It was cozy on the inside. It's got a relatively intuitive technology interface. It's got their digital cockpit, which, you know, Audi and Volkswagen have come out with, where you can kind of customize your gauge cluster however you want it to be, which is a really cool feature. Like I said, it's got some really nice safety features as far as adaptive cruise control and departure and all that sort of fun stuff. So really a great car. And actually had several people who are kind of in that market for, they want a bigger SUV, right? They want that all-wheel drive capability, but maybe they don't want that third row. They don't want to step up to the Atlas or to, you know, potentially one of the larger Grand Cherokees, right? Mm-hmm. You know, kind of this style of vehicle. They want that five-passenger size, but they don't want, you know, to take that next step. And this is a great vehicle. And I will tell you this, folks, the last thing I'll say, the looks from it are deceiving in a good way, in that you're not sure what car this is, but it attracts your eye. And that they've got some of those really fun paint colors that are out now that are kind of those not the metallic, they're almost kind of that flat look. They're not flat, but they have that flat color, right? There's not much pizzazz, but it kind of stands out a little bit, and we had a really pretty gray one that was really awesome. So encourage folks to check it out. Get yourself out. Get your family to test drive them. I have seen a few of these on dealer lots, so if you're interested, encourage you to head to your local dealership, and when you do that, let them know that you listen and that you heard about it from John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.